Chris, how do you think about that one? Late deflected goal, but it looked like we were in the game for a long period.
Yeah, look, hugely disappointing. I don't think we deserved it. I thought we were very good tonight in terms of how we played. You know, we set up. You know, when you come to Cardiff Met, you know that you're going to maybe concede possession and they're going to have more of the ball. And you know, we set up really well. We frustrated them. You can see that. And you know, then the deflected shot looped in the air, and the lads just headed it forward, and it's just looped in the back of the net. And 87 minutes, 88 minutes. It's gutting. It's tough to take, but. You know, lots of positives we can take from the game. You know, in terms of going into Saturday. You know, I thought our shape was excellent. I thought some of our play at times was really good. We created some chances, especially in the first half. A little bit wasteful as well. You know, but you know that's a problem that's been our Achilles heel all season in terms of the final third. But you know, we showed enough tonight. I thought to take it to extra time at least.
You said their first half wasteful. The chances all went our way in the first half. You know, we've had one off the line and a couple blocked. Do you feel like the chances? So we missed our chance in that first period.
Look, you know, you know, set plays are important. You know, we put probably long throws and corners. You know, we put a lot of balls in their box tonight. You know, credit to them, they defended them well. You know, we defended really well all night as well. They never really troubled us apart from the one. Where the lads took it around the keeper from the angle, but apart from that, all night, you know, we were quite comfortable. But yeah, you know, it's that's probably the way we are at the moment. The look that's going for us, you know, the lad header gets cleared off the line, and their lad loops in the corner over our goalkeeper. And look, you know, we can't do anything else. We've just got to keep going and keep going. And you know, like you say, you know, pleased with the last sort of three games. I think since. Maybe we came down here last and the plan did no game. We've been really bright, we've been really sharp. We've got a good shape about us. We'll take that into Saturday now.
And you mentioned that since that land had no result, last three games, bang, Carmarthen and tonight, performances have been a lot better. It seems you've got a response from your players.
Yeah, we did. You know, it's important that we did because, you know, we needed it. But look, I've said, you know, performances on the whole haven't been too bad. We just wanted a little bit more sharpness, a bit brighter in the last third. And I think we've looked a bit more threatening in the last three or four games going forward. So, you know, although we haven't scored tonight, we've created one or two good opportunities that perhaps we should have capitalised on. But like I say now, I've just said to the players now, what we can't do is, you know, although we've acquitted ourselves really well, we have to now raise ourselves again, look after ourselves now. We're going to be late finish tonight. And then tomorrow and Friday, and then make sure we're ready for Barrytown, which will be a really good game. And make sure we're ready. And you know, we're playing at home, and we want to put a performance on in front of our supporters.
And on the topic of personnel, I know tonight you have to shift things a little bit. You and Cartwright in at left back did very well. Your left back, you didn't have a recognised one tonight. How's the squad looking for Saturday?
Yeah. With Jojo, obviously still feeling the after effects of the poor tackle on him. From the weekend, we're hoping he should be okay for Saturday. Ryan Kershaw's got one more game left now, so he'll be available the week after. But you know, it is what it is. We're not whinging and moaning about it. We'll just get on with it. You know, it's patched up, but sometimes that brings out that galvanises you. And I thought the last two or three games it has done. We've asked players to step up. I thought Jay Denny was superb tonight with Neil alongside him in there because they try and rotate and overload you, and I thought they dealt with the problems really well. You know, two centre-halves played against them, you know, probably one of the best centre-forwards in the league at the moment, and never give him a kick. So, you know, lots of positives we can take really from tonight, and like I keep saying, we need to take that into Saturday.